Welcome to Minutes of Truth radio program brought to you by the Ellettsville Church of Christ. We invite you to open your Bible and follow along as Paul Adams leads us in a study of God's Word.
This is another Minutes of Truth radio broadcast. My name is Paul Adams and Mark Schatz is here. And we are studying today in Luke chapter 3. And last time we studied about the preaching of John the Baptist. And in studying about the preaching of John the Baptist, we see that he told the people they needed to change, they needed to repent, they needed forgiveness of sins. And here, as he talked to them about this change that needed to take place in their life and changes that were coming as Jesus was coming, and he taught them about these things, they said, "What shall we do?" And what a success a preacher is if he can make people say, "What shall we do?" in spreading the Word of God, to get them to yield submission to what the truth of God's Word says that they need to be doing, teaches what they need to do that they might be obedient to God. Now, Mark, we come around verse 15 of Luke chapter 3 today, and we see that there's some conjecture about who John really is among the people.
Yeah, Paul, we continue to see the success of John the Baptist, because it says, "Now, while the people were in a state of expectation," so he had stirred them up to where they knew they needed to change, there needed to be some repentance, they were wondering what they should do, and now they're looking for, they're expecting something, and we're going to see more of what that is. It says they were in a state of expectation, and all were wondering in their hearts about John as to whether he was the Christ. Even at this point in his preaching, John the Baptist is pointing towards the Christ, the Messiah, as he goes on. We're going to see that he'll do that even more pointedly as we get down here in the next few verses. But even when he's talking about repentance, just like Isaiah said that he would, that he would prepare the way, here's all these people asking, "What shall we do?" They're coming to him for this baptism of repentance, and he's created this state of expectation in them. Now, they do wonder about John. Is John the one? Is John the one that's the Christ? And John's going to straighten that out a little bit. You look in verse 16, John answers and said to them all, "As for me, I baptize you with water. But one is coming who is mightier than I. I am not fit to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire." He goes on and he talks about this one that is to come. He says his winnowing fork is in his hand to thoroughly clear his threshing floor, to gather the wheat into his barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. And it says, "So with many other exhortations, he preached the gospel to the people." So here we have, in this chapter 3, we have another short sermon that John preached. It's in response to them wondering if he was the one, if John the Baptist was the one. And he says basically, "No, I am not the one. The one that's coming is mightier than I." He mentions some things about the one that's coming. And Paul, you and I talked about the idea that John's focus is on Jesus. Jesus is mightier. Jesus is coming. "I only baptize you with water. Jesus is going to baptize you with something greater." And he focuses on that. But that the message that John preaches in those three verses, what's some points that you get out of that as we look at it?
Well, I think you're absolutely right that the focus is on Jesus. And isn't that a theme that we've seen throughout Luke? When it's announced to Mary and to Joseph, the focus is on the child that would be born, Jesus. When it's brought about that Zacharias and Elizabeth are going to have John, the focus is going to be on the work that he's going to do. And we see over and over people putting the emphasis on Jesus. And John here, as he preaches powerful and bold messages, as his reception is great, he doesn't become full of himself, but instead he points toward Jesus, what Jesus would do, what Jesus would want them to do, and the coming work, that they needed to focus on that, not on John and his work. Maybe you know preachers today who do exactly that. Maybe they put the focus on themselves, and the focus ought to be on Jesus, his word, what he wants us to do, and not on building up a reputation or a name or a following for yourself. Now, Mark, as we look down through here and we talk about John the Baptizer, we see that we have, I think, in verses 19 and 20, a passage that's revealed to us just to show us that not everyone was as receptive as those that we've read about so far.
Yeah, in verse 19 it says, Herod the Tetrarch, when Herod the Tetrarch was reprimanded by him because of Herodias, his brother's wife, and because of all the wicked things which Herod had done, Herod also added this to them all. He locked John up in prison. So we see, we talked about last week, how that there was these three groups of people. And when they heard John preach this repentance, they said, what shall we do? What shall we do? What shall we do? And there seemed to be a good response there. But Luke reveals, the Holy Spirit through Luke reveals, that not everyone responded well to these things. Herod the Tetrarch, John preached repentance to him, some things that he needed to do in order to repent. And Herod got mad, and he locked John up in prison.
That's exactly right. And, of course, we know the rest of the story from studying other passages, that what John had told this man was that the woman that he had taken for a wife, he had no right to. And John didn't play favorites. He preached the truth to whoever would listen. It wasn't just that he told the soldiers not to intimidate people or told the tax collectors not to cheat people. He even told a world leader that he was in an unscriptural marriage. And he loses his head over that later on.
And it's interesting, Paul, when you were saying that, I was thinking of this. That's one of the messages of John the Baptist that prepares the way for Jesus, is that everyone needs to change and respond to Jesus. It doesn't matter if you're a common person. It doesn't matter if you're a tax collector. It doesn't matter if you're a soldier. It doesn't matter if you're a powerful world leader. Everyone is going to have to respond and to answer to the preaching that Jesus is going to do. And that's one of the ways that John prepares, as he goes down through here, the way for Jesus. Now, go ahead.
As we look here in verses 21 and 22, we see that these people were being baptized by John, and Jesus also came. Now, when we piece together some other accounts that we have of this, we also see that John doesn't think he's worthy to baptize Jesus, but Jesus, to fulfill all righteousness, told John that he had to let this be. And Mark, could you describe for us what happens here in verses 21 and 22?
In 21 and 22, it says, now all the people were baptized, Jesus was baptized also, and while he was praying, heaven was opened. The Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came out of heaven saying, you are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased. So here in Luke's account at least, it seems like John is going to have to diminish, and the one that is mightier is going to arise, and the focus is going to be on him. We look here at the idea of Jesus being baptized, the heaven opened, the Holy Spirit descended, and this stamp of approval from God, you are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased. And then Jesus is going to start something. What does he start, Paul? In verse 23.
We see there that he begins his ministry at about the age of 30, and it begins to tell about all of his relatives. And so we see that all of what composes who God is in sync with all of this. Jesus being baptized, the Holy Spirit descending, the Father proclaiming his pleasure in the Son. We see that God is pleased. And you're exactly right, Mark. As we look here, we do see that he began his ministry at about the age of 30. And so it's interesting that here in these first three chapters, we see Jesus being born. We see some activities of Jesus as when Jesus was an infant. We see him when he's 12, and then we see him now at the age of 30. There's lots of gaps in the time here, but we're told what we need to know about Jesus, and in particular in this section about John preparing the way. We'll talk a little bit as we begin our next study about these genealogies for just a moment, but then we'll jump right into chapter 4, at which time we hope you'll join us for a few more minutes of truth.
Minutes of Truth is presented by the Ellettsville Church of Christ, meeting at 303 West Temperance Street in Ellettsville, Indiana. We invite you to our worship services on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. Bible study times are 9:45 a.m. on Sunday and 7 p.m. on Wednesday. We hope you will join us again next week at the same time for a few more minutes of truth.